I suppose it makes me in charge, really, because I'm going to, you know, I will be picking the team. I will be talking to Steve and Mark because, you know, in some ways they know some of the players more than me. They don't know all the players more than me, but I'll always listen to what the staff are thinking of. But in the end, you know, I think they know I'm going to be picking the team, and I actually took a little bit of the training session this morning after Steve done the first bit, and we put a few points to the players, and I think the players know that they've got to respond now. You know, it's a very disappointing performance on Saturday, and I think the players have got to make sure that they improve on that one, and they've got to get that out of their minds.
Is it very much a short-term situation, the fact that you will be in charge then? Do you have any ambitions to be the full-time manager?
No, it's a short term. It's you know, I'm you know, it's the first time this situation has ever happened to me. I'm director of football, and I've been trying to help as much as I possibly can. And in this situation, you know, I'm helping the club and helping the chairman because I'm experienced, and I know that I can look after the team for a couple of matches. And I'm sure by then the chairman will be thinking of the type of manager that he's looking to bring in.
Yeah, is that the time frame at the moment? A couple of matches, see how things go, and the chairman will be doing his bit to find a new permanent manager?
I think so, yeah. So that's the thing that's been put to me, you know. And of course, because of what happened today, there's no possible way you're going to get somebody in straight away. So in the end, because, you know, there's enough experience here that that we can get on with it, you know, that's what we'll do.